Good morning, everybody, and welcome to BITS. This is Quantitative Reasoning 48, and offered simultaneously as a course through the Division of Continuing Education in the Harvard Extension School as Computer Science E2. And I want to begin with the one slide introduction to what BITS is about. Okay? So you should be able to explain a course in one slide, I've decided. So here's BITS in one slide. So at the top of the slide, we've got real life. Okay? This course is about real life. So what happens in real life? Well, you go to the doctor and you watch movies and you listen to music and you read the newspaper and you wage wars and you buy and sell houses and you sit in traffic in your car and you go on the highway and you elect people president and, you know, all the stuff that just happens that we're all involved with in one way or another. This is like the flesh and blood world of daily life. Okay, now something remarkable has happened over a really quite short period of time. 10 years, maybe. And that is that we interact with real life through digital devices. You know, 10 years ago, most people in Harvard College and most people in American society in general would not be walking around with computers in their pockets that had radios and microphones attached to them. Okay, but I'll bet everybody here does. I just call it a cell phone. So just a computer-controlled microphone and loudspeaker, that's all it is, with a radio. In fact, the idea that we'd be walking around with radios in our pocket would have been seen as some kind of government conspiracy. Okay, if they thought, no one would have thought that this would have been a consumer, or maybe just something that the police would have. That we wouldn't have been electing president using touchscreen voting machines. And hopefully we won't, pretty soon we again won't be, although there'll be some other form of digital control. We wouldn't have been carrying our music around in our pocket in a digitally controlled iPod. We wouldn't have cameras that were digital with little Hello Kitty pictures on them that were in the hands of every small child. We wouldn't be walking around with Harvard IDs that had antennas in them. You know all your new IDs have so-called radio frequency ID chips so that when you wave it, that's what you're waving. You're not, you know, it's not doing any visual recognition. You're generating some little radio identification waves that communicate who you are to the Proxcard sensor on your dormitory, or perhaps to the person who's walking along beside you with a little thing in their pocket that's got a similar sort of sensor in it. Televisions, banks. Banks are digital devices now. Obviously, you interface to the bank by going up to an ATM, but the whole banking system, you know, that people use to buy houses and so on is, you know, is digitally controlled. So there's this interface layer of digital sensors, things that turn information about real life into digital data, and sort of digital actuators, you know, things that produce music and so on, that's a quite recent phenomenon. And the course is about these things, but it's not so much about these things. It's about how these things work one layer further down. So here's my string of bits, zeros and ones, that are coming in and out of all of these devices that we all walk around with all the time. And so the other layer of this course, and where the sort of quantitative reasoning part of this course comes from, you know, is down here. How does this stuff about radio waves actually work? How do we know that, you know, our banking transactions are actually secure? Well, it depends on certain encryption methods and that some mathematicians have figured out. How can you possibly compress so much music onto an iPod? And how much can you actually do? Can you keep doing it forever? Can they keep getting smaller indefinitely? Could we put the whole, all the music that ever existed into an iPod in 10 years? There's math in that too, or a little bit of quantitative reasoning. How does the internet work? This is my little map of the internet, just showing the data flows. There's North America up here, and Europe over here, and Australia down here, and China over here, and so on. Those are the data flows through the internet. It's very hard to picture the internet, to say what it actually is. So the internet is actually a device that just moves bits around. It just moves zeros and ones around. How does Google work? We use Google for everything. It's got mathematical algorithms underneath there that are not beyond the realm of comprehension. A lot of them are secret, but some of the stuff, the way it works. And then there's this one, which we're going to come back to over and over again, which is the plot of exponential growth, what it means that things keep getting faster and faster and faster and bigger and bigger and bigger in the digital world, and how that happens and what the consequences of it are. So why do we care about this stuff? Well, we care about this stuff because everybody's got to take a quantitative reasoning course, and you know, this one looked maybe not quite as horrible as some of the others. Okay, but the reason we care about what goes down here is that decisions made down here about how these digital devices work, have a radical effect on what our life is like up at the flesh and blood level. Okay, the way the stock market works, the way, you know, our security works, whether we really can trust the information we get depends on how Google works and so on. So there's a whole set of stuff that as educated people, as citizens, you know, you need to understand, because there is a relationship between the world of bits, which is where technically we're going to be this term, and the world of atoms, which is our ordinary day-to-day real life, which is increasingly important for people to understand. So the real, what this course is really about is to understand what's going on down here so that you can understand what's going on up there and have some control over it and have some say over it and have some influence over it in your later lives. So that's the one slide summary of the content of the course.